even in the Farmer's Arms, which after 9 p.m. seemed to be largely a male preserve. "I hope you don't mind," said Patricia to Rachel, kissing her lightly on both cheeks, "but we don't want to spend the evening alone. New Year's Eve is a time for being with friends." "What a wonderful dress," said Rachel. "I chose it for her," said Edward. "It complements her colouring, don't you think?" Patricia had made up her face skilfully and pinned her shiny black hair on top of her head. The scarlet dress enhanced the lusciousness of her red lips. "You put the rest of us to shame," Rachel said. She indicated a table laden with bottles of wine and spirits. "Help yourselves." Patricia poured two large glasses of red wine and passed one to Edward. He whispered something in her ear. Patricia put her hand over her mouth and suppressed a giggle. Rachel took a gulp of her gin and tonic and regaled Patricia with her views on traffic calming. Edward, leaving the women to it, approached a group of men standing by the far wall. He recognized some of them, but did not know their names. They were mostly farmers and older farm workers, apparently discussing the weather. It had so far been an exceptionally mild and dry winter. "Aren't you going to dance?" Edward cut in.